My wings are getting soaked. Ah, here comes someone.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have a minute? You see, I have a message to deliver to Osiris, and I'm a bit lost. Could you show me the way? Osiris, you know, the Palace of Cassandra, with the copper-green walls and crystal lanterns? A cosplay?
What do you mean, who am I? Can't you see the halo floating above me, the wings behind my back? Yes, I'm an angel. I'm a real angel. You foolish mortals. I may be the only angel you get to see tonight. Well, I don't know. I was heading toward Osiris, but I got a bit bored along the way, and so decided to dip down here to the Earth and see what was going on, if there was anything exciting, anything I could help with. I dove in between the clouds, and then there came this thunderstorm. I tried my best to avoid it, but I got hit. I used my remaining good wings, see here, to make sure it doesn't hurt too much when I landed. But see this wing here on the left? That's where the lightning hit. Yes, and now it means I can't fly anymore. And nobody on this bizarre planet seems to have any idea where Osiris is. So I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do. Well, I need a place to stay so I can recover, so my wing can heal. And they're quite heavy right now, soaked in this downpour. No matter how much I try to shake them off, they just don't dry. And it's getting dark. Do you know what happens to lost angels when the sun goes down? Oh, an umbrella? Thank you. You are a kind human. Oh, you can take me back to your place? Oh, that's so sweet of you, so generous. I don't know what to say. I'm so grateful. This is your car? Do I have to? Oh, I see. You pull on this bit to open the door. I'll have to fold my wings to get inside. There we go. It's nice to be somewhere dry and safe. Oh, the seat is getting warmer underneath me. Yes, I don't know about this. I'm not too familiar with your mortal technology at all. It does feel nice, though, having the seat dry off my wings and my back. So, what is your occupation? Interesting. I mean, I have no idea what that means, but it must be an exciting job. Me? Oh, I'm in charge of administrative affairs in the 84th Choir. I fly to different places to interview angels, and I put them up for promotion if I think they're the right fit. I spend a lot of time on the road. I believe that's how you would say it. I mean, I actually don't spend any time on the road because I fly, obviously. But yeah. Yeah, I probably do look different than those HR people. I don't know if you know this, but as an angel, I get to choose what I look like. I mean, we all have immaculate faces and bodies. Angelic, you might even say. I chose this soft golden blonde hair, which curves towards the end and complements the icy blue eyes I chose quite nicely. Don't you think? Well, I was tempted, perhaps, to change them to the emerald green ones. But maybe I'll keep them if you love them so much. I mean, nobody really cares about looks up there. But I'm glad that you appreciate my beauty. Oh, we're here at your house? It looks lovely. It's not as grand and luxurious as the ones I live in, but it will do. Can I use your shower? I really need one to freshen myself after that thunderbolt. Yes, I think I can figure it out. You turn it right towards the red and pull up. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, you are a gentleman. Oh, that was a nice shower. But I'm sorry I need to bother you again. Do you perhaps have clothes that might fit me? I mean, I can barely keep this towel wrapped around me with the wings in the back. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, stupid me. How could I fit into any mortal clothes, men's or women's? I mean, it's not like they sell angel outfits in department stores. I mean, but this towel is uncomfortable. So I need to ask you, would you mind if I just walk around naked? Oh, look at that expression on your mortal face. You have no idea where to place your eyes. My heavenly body is, yes, it is way better than those mortal females I know. Oh, you're sweet. Why don't you show me where your bedroom is? That's where all your kind reproduce, right? Oh, no, you don't have to worry about that. I won't get pregnant. I'm physically unable to. And I don't have the same reproductive animal instincts that your people do. I find that fortunate. Oh no, I don't, there's nothing wrong with that. I know your libido drives you crazy, and it controls you. And I'm willing to show my gratitude for your rescue today. I would love to please you. I mean, you did save an angel today. It's only fair that I bring heaven down to your bedroom tonight. you can put your hands on me, on my perfect tits. Give them a nice gentle squeeze. Yes, I did think I got the proportions just right. They're perky and firm. Yes, and they'll always stay that way. Go ahead. Bury your face in between them. Kiss them. Feel how silky smooth my skin is. Oh, you want to fuck them? Oh yes, you can fuck them however you please. Oh, here, I'll push them together with your cock in the middle, like a sandwich. Just slide in and out. And when the tip comes up, I'll kiss it. Yes, I would. I'd like to taste a bit more of your cock. Let me show you something. One great perk about being an angel is that we don't have those pesky human conditions like a gag reflex. Want to try it out? And just shove it right between my lips. See? See? You can push it all the way in. No resistance at all. Yes, my throat warms and lubricates itself quite nicely. It's quite like a vagina. Wouldn't you agree? Yes. Oh, you want more? Here. Shove yourself inside my mouth. Do you see my wings flapping? That means I love doing this. Oh, you want to fuck your first angel pussy? That's fine, I'm so ready. Oh. It's okay, I'm fine. I just need to adjust myself and my opening to fit around your cock. Yes, you can pound me however you like. I'm happy to mold my pussy around your cock. Oh, your gorgeous cock. Oh, you want it tighter? There we go. Is that better? Yes, I am. I'm in full control of my body. It does what I wish it to. Yes, I orgasm. I orgasm as long as I want. Yes, I only stop when you tell me to. So heavenly. Oh. Oh, here on the earth. Oh. Heaven. Yes, I can stop. No mortal female could ever do that. Am I right? Oh, this is better than your wildest fantasies. You think you can control my orgasms? However you like? Maybe you can. Maybe that is some kind of heavenly blessing. Look down. Can you see my heavenly juices glistening on your shaft? Do you want to fuck my heavenly pussy faster? Oh. I can feel you twitching inside of me. Come for me. I'll be your angel. Come inside my angel pussy. Now that was a little surprising. Now I understand why you humans love sex so much. Why are you spent? You look a little tired. Here, lie next to me. Let me fold my wings around you. My feathers are dry now. My silky angelic feathers. Yes, I know it feels amazing. Yeah, a little alien. And comforting, I hope. Nothing on earth can be comforting like my wings. You're safe now, my mortal. You have an angel watching over you, right here in your bed. Oh no, I don't need any sleep. I never get tired. I'll hold you, take care of you until the sunrise. Here, let me turn my halo down so you can fall asleep. Would you mind if I stay with you a few more days until my wing is healed?